fighting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestones.
To the casual observer, this patient was much like any other patient being wheeled to surgery. To the casual observer, this operating room was much like any other operating room, with the possible exception of a large, whirring machine of glass and plastic and chrome. But to the patient, to the man, this machine was to be his most personal link to life. It was to perform functions considered the very roots of life. This machine was to become indispensable in this patient's great crisis, his fight for survival. This machine was what is known as the heart-lung machine. This drama, multiplied thousands of times over the past 10 years, is another medical milestone. For the development of the heart-lung machine opened a brilliant new era in the conquest of heart disease. And it did more. It completely opened the heart to the surgeon. For centuries, the human heart was impenetrable, hidden by superstition, forbidden to surgery. Then, as knowledge grew, it was revealed as a sac with strong muscular walls, and the first daring explorations were made, until in the past century, many surgeons probed its recesses and made some repairs. But even these were delicate, risky operations. The beating, blood-filled heart blinded the surgeon. He could only feel his way, cautiously, gingerly, quickly. And so, up to a decade ago, the surgeon had a dream.
How much better to lay the heart open, to actually see what is wrong, then do the repairs unhurriedly. The problem.
The surgeon dreamed on, and he theorized. Could a machine take over for the heart and lungs? It would have to intercept the blood from the veins before it gets to the heart, pump it through an artificial lung or oxygenator, and then pump it back into the main artery for circulation through the body. Could it be done? Many tried, many doctors, surgeons, and engineers. Working on experimental animals, they encountered many problems.
Gently. The pumps must force the blood along gently so as not to damage the red blood cells.
Much faster. The artificial lungs must oxygenate the blood more quickly.
Hundreds of problems. Two surfaces rubbing together, a turbulence or a stagnation in the flow, any of these could prove fatal. And then in 1952, the first glimmer of success. At Detroit's Harper Hospital, Dr. F.D. Dodrill and associates used a compact artificial heart. For 50 priceless minutes, it pumped blood while they repaired the left side of a man's heart, empty of blood. And a year later, in 1953, there came a total breakthrough. For the first time, a machine substituted for both the entire heart and lungs of a cardiac patient. Its developer, Dr. John H. Gibbon, Jr. of Philadelphia. For 26 minutes, his machine supported a young girl's life while surgeons repaired a gaping hole in her heart. A heart that lay open at last. In 1923, the world-famous neurosurgeon Dr. Harvey Cushing called the heart the last frontier in surgery. Today, that frontier is being crossed at an amazing pace, thanks in large part to the heart-lung machine. There are many types and designs. They do not always succeed. There are still risks. And defects and diseases of the heart are still civilization's number one killer. But now, the heart-lung machine is on regular duty in hundreds of medical institutions and hospitals. And with its help, tomorrow's astounding medical advances have already begun.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.